kitchen with his wild, drunk emotion, a ball of confusion. Mama breaks out her broom, knocks on my head and says, clean your shit up, you look like a dog, so get out.
Here we go. We just spaced out on that one. We're trying to make our shows quicker. This is the Dog People Show, the Christmas show part two. Yes, prime rib. Perfect slow roasted prime rib on the cooking at 100 miles an hour. So get your ass in gear. Chris, will you figure out what kind of moody song you're going to play for me now? Oh, he's lost his mind. He's blowing it. He just did way too much partying when he was younger. Now we're stuck and Kester's improvising. Oh, there we are, Johnny Mathis. Yes. Stay next to your children in a warm roasted fire. Yes, find that loved one and hold her. Yes, tell her that you love her and buy her a $5,000 diamond so you go broke and commit suicide on New Year's Day. Oh, yeah, let's get rid of that. Come on now, let's move forward. All right, this is the perfect slow roasted prime rib. All right, I'm going to throw in au jus, and I am also going to give you a little cream spinach. I mentioned on the last show was the garlic prime rib with the baked potato and the horseradish sauce, okay? Those are real basic. Now, this one here is the perfect slow-roasted prime rib. Instead of going with the high heat that we do in the beginning, we're going to start out on the low heat, okay? We're doing things backwards. Now, there's, you know, like I said, you can do it two different ways. We're doing it this way on this one. Now, this is built on 8 pounds of ribeye. Now, Chris was asking me, how much is this going to cost you? Well, it's not going to be cheap, okay? It's Christmas. You want to do burgers? Grow a brain and have, you know, that's the way it goes here. And you want to get the best one you can get, okay? This is that one meal per year that makes a difference. And people will be coming to your house if you do prime. You do turkey, and you're going to do it alone, okay? It's over! All right, this is on 8 pounds of ribeye. I like to get premium on this day. Select is cool, but premium is better. It's, you know, maybe a dollar more per pound, no big deal. You know, come on. All right, so with that 8 pounds of ribeye, you're going to need a half cup of butter softened, 2 tablespoons of fresh ground black pepper, 2 teaspoons of herbes de Provence. What is that? It's a French, you know, herb mixture in the province of France, okay? And yeah, I did my Google. What it is lavender, rosemary, and thyme mixture, okay? You can buy it at the store, no big deal. Just, you know, and then kosher salt, and that's going to be measured. So what you're going to do, basically, is you're going to probably melt your butter till it's kind of softened up a little bit and mix in those other ingredients, the 2 tablespoons of ground black pepper, 2 teaspoons of herbs de Provence, and the kosher salt. Okay, basically, you're going to mix it really well, and you're going to rub it onto your ribeye, okay? Make sure when you, you could take it, make sure when you're ready to cook your ribeye that you take it out and let it go to room temperature so you don't put a cold ribeye into the oven, okay, because that screws everything up. And then make sure you put that on to the fat part. Okay, you're going to put that on the fat part and put a lot of salt on this thing. And, you know, I mean, I like to give you a measurement of that. But it's hard to explain, but, you know, you want it to be on the salty side because you won't even notice it. You know what I mean? You won't even notice it, okay? I'm going to get back to explaining this method because I'm all over the place. You know, this Christmas thing, my world is all falling apart here. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, Dog People Show. KillRadio.org. Oh, yeah, Dog People.
Change your man. Can you change?
Alright, that's it. Dog People Show. That was My World, and I miss my old band. And, you know, we on Christmas, we used to party hard, man. You know, and boy, anyways, I can go back in La La Land over and over again. That's what my life is. It's just a revolution of crap. But anyways, here we go. So back to the perfect slow roasted prime rib. Okay, remember, this is built on 8 pounds of a ribeye. Give me a half cup of butter, softened, 2 tablespoons of fresh ground black pepper, 2 teaspoons of herbs de Provence, and then some kosher salt measured, okay? And so basically, you're going to rub it onto the ribeye that's already at room temperature, and you're going to set your oven preheated at 250 degrees. This is going to take 4 to 6 hours, okay? Probably on the 4 hour mark, especially eight, you know, nothing's going to really overcook at 250 degrees. Remember, this is the trick here. Make sure you have your meat thermometer, and when the temperature in the center becomes 135 degrees, I want you to pull it out. So basically, you're going to put the ribeye onto a roasting rack. With the fat side up, it's got all the goodies on top of it, you know, all that marinade that you just put on there, and then you're basically going to cook it for about 4 hours, uncovered, okay, uncovered. And people, make sure you don't shove a bunch of other crap in the oven at the same time, too, like putting a turkey in there and putting beans and all this other crap, and there's like 5,000 things in it, and the oven's like 10 degrees. Come on, grow a brain. Just cook the ribeye alone. And baby this sucker, okay? Don't shove a bunch of crap because you mess with temperature. The temperature drops every time you're putting something else in there, okay? And so basically, you know, about 4 hours later, you know, when that temperature hits 135 degrees, pull it out. Now, here's the trick, okay? So let it rest for about 10 minutes and then crank that oven to 450 degrees. Yeah, 450 degrees. Put it back into the oven for about 20 more minutes, okay? It's going to create a crust on it. And then pull it out and it's done. All right? This is a different way. But, you know, when you slow roast it, you know you can't overcook it. Okay? It takes time. But it's like taking baby steps. Okay? And it's going to be all pink. It's going to have that perfect one color all the way through. When you cook something at a high heat too long, it creates that where it's really raw in the middle. And people kind of expect more of a one color thing instead of a raw in the middle. It means you blew it and you didn't listen to the Dog People Show. Grow braid! Okay, now here we go. We're going to talk about Ajou in a minute, but I got to hear a song from Chris. Oh, yeah.
Drum machine.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
I got the toys to turn your body out. Shout, I'm a love machine. Take your body higher. Cause if you don't, then I know you're a liar.
Don't lie. You want some love that'll make you cry. 17 tons looking from the neck down. Moving in a quick speed circular motion. Round and round. I said it round and round. Like you like it. Lick it like you like it.
You know, that just doesn't match what we do here, Chris. I was a little bit of like old 80s disco.
It's a very iron rich.
You know, this is what happens when a guy has a flashback from too much acid.
An iron rich feel, okay. With the spin it.
By the way, last Christmas, I made the New York Smothered New York Steak for Chris, and he showed up. And then I came home and I found out $1,000 was missing out of my room. Whoa, that was a great Christmas I had. But this is going to be a better one. I got married this time. Yeah. Anyways, here we go. So right, like I said, so after, you know, you had, once you hit that 135 degrees, is it, you know, keeping it real simple, put the thermometer in, you got that temperature, pull it out, crank the oven up to 450 degrees, put the sucker back in after 10 minutes, get a nice little crust for 20 minutes, that's it, then pull it out, your thing will have a nice little crust. It'll still be medium, medium rare right there. Let it rest for at least 30 minutes before you slice it up and serve it. Now, I'm going to give you the ajou. Now, all these prime ribs, they always leave a lot of flavor in juices into the pan. It'll be from some fat and all that stuff too, but there's a lot of good stuff on the bottom of the pan. Now, what you want to do is, once you take the prime rib out, and then just put all that good stuff into a nice little saucepan. All, you know, there'll be fat in there. I don't care. All the little bits. Throw it all into a saucepan, okay? And with that, I want you to add. I want you to add 2 tablespoons. Scratch the oil. What I want you to add is 3/4 cup of red wine, 2.5 cups of beef broth, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, and a pinch of black pepper. And basically, all you want to do, people, here is reduce this thing in half. And the flavors will get concentrated. And maybe if you want to add a little Worcestershire sauce, you know, that's fine. You want to add a little pinch of salt. But don't add, you know, I'd rather you not add the salt until it reduces all the way. That's it. Really simple. And then when you put it to the side, you'll see a layer of fat. If you can, kind of scoop it up with a spoon and get as much of it out as you can. And this flavor should be rocking. Because if you put enough salt on the prime rib in the initial stage of roasting it, all that salt will go into the bottom of the pan and make you, as you just kick ass. Now, I said I was going to give you a cream spinach, okay? So this is the easiest thing. And do we have any more tunes here, Chris? No? All right. So we're going to blast right through this here. This is Christmas time. Cream spinach. I only want you to get 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, and 2 shallots minced, okay? I want you to put that into a saute pan, and I want you to, you know, soften the shallots a little bit, just like you're kind of making any pre-sauce. You know, you get you a little bit of shallots where they're transparent, and the butter's completely melted. Now I want you to add 2 bunches of clean chopped spinach. Now, you know, Chris brought this up, going, oh, you know, all the prep work you got to do on the spinach, clean it and dry it. Oh, you know what? Grow a brain. Why don't you buy a bag of baby spinach, okay? Keep it simple. And throw that in there. Man, that's it. You know, let somebody else clean that crap. Just throw it in there, man. Woo! And then get 1/4 cup of heavy cream, 1/4 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, salt and fresh pepper to taste, you know, and then and a clove of minced garlic. And what you're going to do, basically, you're all going to put that in with the heavy cream, and you're going to reduce it to half. That is it. And a lot of times, if you want to add a little bit of flavor to it, you can add a little bit of Parmesan cheese to this thing. It'll make it a little bit zestier. And that's pretty much it, guys. It's not that hard. Christmas ain't that hard. Prime rib, you know, I always believe that you should always double-check on Google or whatever like this when you make something of this meat caliber, that it's a special meal and you don't blow it, okay? More than likely, you won't blow it. But this is all I wanted to give you guys were just different ideas. So on the first show, we had the garlic ribeye, and then the second one, we have the perfect slow-roasted ribeye. Well, I call it prime rib. So y'all have a great Christmas. Kester and Chris are out of here this year. Oh, yeah, I'm gone, dog. People's show is rolling. Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas. Don't be cold.